Hollywood began the awards season last night with some surprises at the Golden Globes. Many people expected A Star is Born to sweep the awards. Instead, the top honors went to Green Book and Bohemian Rhapsody. Here's NPR's Mandalay Del Barco.
The biopic Bohemian Rhapsody was the champion of the drama category, winning Best Motion Picture. Rami Malek earned a Best Actor trophy for his portrayal of the late singer Freddie Mercury from the British rock band Queen.
Thank you to Freddie Mercury for giving me the joy of a lifetime. I love you, you beautiful man. This is for and because of you, gorgeous. Mwah.
The biggest winner of the night was a film celebrating the friendship of an African-American classical and jazz pianist and his Italian-American driver and bodyguard in the Deep South in the 1960s. Green Book earned 3 Golden Globes, Best Motion Picture Musical or Comedy, Best Screenplay, and Best Supporting Actor Mahershala Ali. Peter Farrelly, who wrote, directed, and produced Green Book, said he wanted to share a real-life story of hope.
Because we're still living in divided times, maybe more so than ever. And that's who this movie's for. It's for everybody. If Don Shirley and Tony Vallelonga can find common ground, we all can.
Finding common ground was what Alfonso Cuarón says he wanted to do with Roma. He based the movie he wrote and directed on his childhood memories of growing up in Mexico City. Roma earned 2 Golden Globes, Best Foreign Language Film, and Best Director. On stage and backstage, Cuarón talked about cinema building bridges, not walls, between cultures. Cuarón thanked his home country, his lead actresses, and the woman they portrayed on screen, his mother and the woman who helped raise him, Liboria Rodriguez.
Gracias, familia. Gracias, Mexico.
In the television categories, one of the big winners of the night was The Assassination of Gianni Versace, American Crime Story. In his acceptance speech, executive producer Brad Simpson said the forces of hate and fear that led to Versace's murder 20 years ago remain.
As artists, we must fight back by representing those who are not represented and by providing a space for people who are new voices to tell stories that haven't been told. As human beings, we should resist in the streets, resist at the ballot box, and practice love and empathy in our everyday lives.
Ain't it hard keeping it so hardcore?
A Star is Born earned a Golden Globe for Best Original Song, but the film's star, Lady Gaga, graciously lost out in the Best Actress category to an astonished Glenn Close.
Oh my gosh, I'm just...
Close got a standing ovation for talking about women like her character in The Wife and her own mother, both of whom, she said, sublimated themselves to their husbands.
You know, women, we're nurturers. That's what's expected of us. We have our children, we have our husbands, if we're lucky enough, and our partners, whoever. But we have to find personal fulfillment. We have to follow our dreams. We have to say, I can do that. And I should be allowed to do that.
Patricia Clarkson got a Best Supporting Actress trophy for the limited series Sharp Objects. She thanked her director, Jean-Marc Vallée.
You demanded everything of me except sex, which is exactly how it should be in our industry.
And Regina King, who got an award for her role in the film If Beale Street Could Talk, vowed to make sure that everything she produces in the next 2 years is made 50% by women. One woman captured the full range of the evening's emotions, TV legend Carol Burnett. She was honored for her long career with the inaugural Carol Burnett TV Achievement Award. She recalled her variety show of the 60s and 70s.
I'm just happy that our show happened when it did, and that I can look back and say once more, I am so glad we had this time together. Thank you.
As she's done on TV for decades, Carol Burnett tugged her ear and signed off.
Guess it's time for me to say so long.
Mandalay Del Barco, NPR News.